Welkom bij een nieuwe reeks van Spring in het Diepe. In deze podcast neem ik, kunstjournalist Luc Hezen, je mee in wat er te beleven valt op het Spring Performing Arts Festival in Utrecht van 18 tot en met 27 mei 2023. In deze aflevering gaat het over de voorstelling The Scores That Shaped Our Friendship. De Duitse performer Lucie Wilke is geboren met de spierziekte spinale musculaire atrofie, waardoor ze in een rolstoel zit en dagelijks zorg krijgt. Ze heeft een bijzondere vriendschap met de Poolse danser Paweł Dudusz. Te midden van een wolkig landschap laten ze in 7 hoofdstukken zien welke intieme, speelse en zeer sensuele bewegingen bij hun vriendschap horen. Ze tonen daarmee een interactie die verder gaat dan de stereotypes en aannames die doorgaans in de maatschappij gelden over hun lichamen. Lucy als, tussen aanhalingstekens, gehandicapte en Paweł als queer en non-binair. De muziek die je door de hele performance hoort wordt gemaakt en gespeeld door e-componist Kim Twiddle, die door het maken van deze voorstelling op haar eigen manier iets over haar lichaam leerde.
So thank you for joining me online, Lucy, Kim and Paweł. You're coming to Utrecht with scores that shaped our friendship. How is your friendship translated to a piece on stage? What do we see? Lucy, maybe this question's for you.
We see different games that Paweł and me are playing together. Also in connection with Kim, who does the music. It's inspired by games that we did in real life together by exploring. And yes, that's what we see on stage.
And do you have an example of one of those games that you used to play together and now ended up on stage?
For example, we played that Paweł is a puma and I'm an antelope. Uh-huh. And he comes to catch me.
Paweł, how did this game come into being before it was even actually part of the show?
Yeah, all these different games were just simply ways for us to spend time together and different kind of activities that would also allow us to get to know each other. I find this kind of intentional way of spending time together and encountering each other in different situations that allow you actually to get to know each other as people on multiple different levels of our personality, where different aspects of the self can also come to the foreground and be expressed. And one of them was also the erotic aspect of our bodies, of ourselves. And that's something that in this friendship that from very early on became for us also like a safe container. This was a place where we could also explore our sensuality and stretch also the definitions of what a friendship can be like, define it on our own terms, and explore the potential of this connection that we have between each other.
And this is something that you did when it wasn't a show yet, when it wasn't part of your performance. You just
took these
sort of exercises maybe to find out what is this friendship about.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so interesting that maybe we just need those forms to find out other aspects of friendship rather than just the normal way of communicating.
I think this comes simply from my wish of which kind of relationships I want to create in my life and which kind of people I want to have around me and to which kind of degree I open myself and what's the potential of the connection when there's safety and when there's a feeling of belonging. And that's also something that was very present in this constellation between me and Lucy. The way we welcomed Kim in this collaboration already that was going on for a while, this friendship also that has been growing over several years already, was also by creating a setting in which Kim can feel welcome in this what we already had. So we also started our creation process together with a very inspiring party ritual event in the studio, And this is also where we spent time bonding together. We worked around different touch exercises, expressing wishes, needs, and desires, expressing boundaries. We had also a mini workshop during our process around that. So we were really trying to carve this together as a group, as a collective that came together.
Which is sounds like a very intentional shaping of friendship and finding out where are the boundaries, what are the different layers that our friendship should have.
Yes.
Yeah, that wasn't a question. So now, I read in the catalog of Spring that an important theme in this performance is the idea of how other people see your bodies and label them. Why is this also important in this context?
Yeah, this touches also a lot on different social issues of different standards and perceptions that are oppressive, that are discriminatory. And this is also a place where we connected with Lucy as a person who identifies as a queer person, meeting Lucy also who, because of her body, has been also experiencing different forms of discrimination, lacking accessibility to different places. And in this complexity of how we're being placed in a society and through different struggles that we've been experiencing, we found the place which we created for ourselves felt like a place where we could be our authentic selves, meet each other without any masks. This, for me, felt something really necessary in this moment. And somehow, through the struggles of everyday lives, there was an extra pull towards, at least I'm speaking for myself.
Yeah.
I'm speaking for myself. There was a pull towards Lucy because there was familiarity, a sense of belonging. I felt like we just connect on multiple points of connection also because of shared life complexities.
Right.
That was a very complex thought that I tried to
formulate. Yeah. No, I understand. Yeah. What you say is we need a place to get rid of masks and see people as individuals rather than the labels that are in the outside world.
Exactly.
But what is interesting and also difficult about this theme, I think, that we have little control usually over how other people label us. There are existing frames and labels, and you see someone and in a split second you have just labeled them. I think you're both very aware of this, and maybe all three of you are very aware of this. But I wonder, are you able to think without these labels? How does that work for you, Lucy, for example?
Well, I think I'm able to think without these labels mainly. I also do not care so much how people label me. For me, it's more important that they have the chance to observe and get used to my body. And I think by this normalizing process, that's very healing.
Is it an unfamiliarity you feel? Is that the biggest issue in the way people look at you?
In my case, yes. I think if people were more used to different looking bodies, then it would not be a problem at all.
Yeah, and it is a problem now. I mean, you feel through the reactions that you get that you are sort of not accepted? Or does it feel like?
No, not so much. I mean, of course, I don't know what's going on in the heads of the people. But we are getting mainly very positive reactions to our performance.
You show us a beautiful way of connecting with each other. How do you shape the movements that you make? You already mentioned that they come out of, well, the plays that you had outside theater and just to get to know each other. But can you tell me more about the way you move on stage?
We're moving in a kind of a symbiotic way. And of course, Pavel really has to be very concentrated not to hurt me, because I hurt myself very easily. And that was something that has been in a process for a long time from the first time that we met in another production. that we already started to move with each other. And then we went on privately in researches. And we also did a workshop about disability and sexuality. And yeah, it's of course, the way we moved together became more subtle and more and better through the years.
And is it improvised, what we see on stage?
No.
Or is it all choreographed?
It's all choreographed.
And how is the interaction with the music? Because Kim, you create the musical setting. Yeah. What kind of atmosphere did you want? Or is that different throughout the piece?
Oh, it's different throughout the piece because this is different games with very different intentions. Like, yeah, in the beginning, very transcendent and sensitive and slow, but in between very powerful and then also very sexy and dancey, and we have a techno track. So I try to support the different games or scenes with emotion and the movements.
The night, the smells, the cards, the pills, I recall.
So would you say that is this a piece about friendship between Pavel and Lucy, or is it the three of you? Is the audio your input rather than touching? Is it the input of audio that you do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a nice question. I think, of course, it is about the friendship of Lucy and Pavel, but with me popping in and yeah, there is also a friendship between the three of us, like very special kind. And so to be witnessing what they experienced together, but also they took me in and I can get also something personal, a lot out of it for me.
Do you have an example of that? What is something that you got out of it, which you thought this is amazing that I have the chance to witness this and to experience this?
Oh, that's really a lot. The kind of sensitivity in consensuality, also the knowing of everybody what they like want and to communicate it. I was going my own way also with getting rid of stereotypes and finding out about my sexuality or also about friendships, of course, but sometimes I'm like in a box, not really knowing me or knowing how to tell somebody or that even I have the right to like express in every moment what I want, what I need, and to share it. So this is, to me, means a lot. It's very personal now, but in my way, I just the last year recognized that I'm in more like a gray asexual person I didn't know like all my life. Or like, it's funny because in this constellation I'm like the music, I can connect very good with people when I'm doing that, you know, together with others, and so this position is like perfect also for me, so I can be with them, I also can play with them, but also can be in a in like a little outer position, but being out and in both, not disturbing, not too, that's really cool.
And it doesn't have to be physical in the sense that you know sexuality or is like the stereotype maybe of sexuality.
Yeah.
What you also have is a special relation to Lucy. You are friends, obviously, but you're also caregivers, right? Both of you.
Yes.
How has this shaped your role in the performance? Lucy, maybe start with you. Is it different from other people that you've been on stage with?
Well, I've been on stage with both of them in the first place, and in the second place, they work for me. Well, we have a scene, Pablo and me, where we count the steps of what he has to do to put me in the chair. That's, for example, one scene that is somehow connected with caregiving.
Yeah. And is it more related to caregiving, because it also sounds like maybe a playful thing if you say we count the steps?
Yeah, it's both,
right? And maybe that's the specific atmosphere that is in this performance.
Yeah,
the blurred lines between those fields.
Yes.
And layers. Yeah, that's really interesting. So music is important for you, obviously. Kim, you will also do a DJ set during spring on the final evening of the festival. Can you tell us a bit more?
Well, I'm really looking forward to. I love to play at theater festivals, like to play for colorful places where also the people are very mixed. I can bring up all genres and try and check out how can I give a good carpet and good environment for the celebrating of your event here.
Yeah, to facilitate what people need.
Yeah.
Almost like in the piece where you also facilitate. Yeah,
I love this.
So one final question about the piece. Would you say it is a specific piece in the sense that the base is Pavel and Lucy, your friendship? Or is it a blueprint of what friendships anywhere and for everyone can be, Pavel?
I think for me, the piece is really about the values with which we want to show up for the other. And in this particular case, the friendship has this... inclusive, we've been calling this tight bond between me and Lucy, a very inclusive friendship it's not something that is exclusive, that we are in such ways just between each other, but this is something that we cultivate in general as a way of being with people that we feel safe with, that matter to us. So yeah, it's really speaking about the values which we also wish that would be more present in our daily lives.
Is that the same for you, Lucy? When people leave the theater, when are you satisfied? What would you like them to have seen?
I like it when they come into that mood of playfulness. And we get very often the feedback that people say, I was so inspired. I really wanted to jump on stage with you and join. And that's, I think, the best.
Right.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, we can experience it in Utrecht, but we can also experience your musical connection with your mother.
Yes, that's
because
true.
Because you have a band together. What is it called and when will you play?
Our band is called Blind and Lame. And
right.
I don't know which day, but we're going to play a concert.
Yeah. And what can you tell me about the title, Blind and Lame?
My mom is blind and I'm disabled, so... that actually was a joke, but then it became the name of our band. And the hope is that when it's said once, that people can concentrate on the music then.
To get that out of the way.
Yes.
Perfect. I think there are a lot of possibilities to meet you in Utrecht, whether it's the DJ set or Blind and Lame or through the performance. Thanks a lot and hope to see you there.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Tot zover deze aflevering van Spring in het Diepe. Ben je nieuwsgierig geworden naar de performance? Kijk dan op springutrecht.nl voor kaartjes. En kom vooral langs op het festival van 18 tot en met 27 mei 2023.